Welcome to the BCMA podcast. I'm your host, Lorenda Calvert, and today I'm joined by Vivienne. Vivienne, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, Lorenda. So my name is Vivienne Gosselin. I'm the Director of Exhibitions and Collections at the Museum of Vancouver. And I'm also on the advisory group of the Coalition of Museums for Climate Justice.
Do you want to share a little bit about what the coalition is?
Sure. So it is an advocacy group based in Canada. It was created to really mobilize and support Canadian museum professionals in building awareness and encouraging climate change mitigation and adaptation.
Amazing. Who's part of the coalition?
So we have, well, there are hundreds of people who are have joined in on Facebook, for example, very active Facebook group. But the advisory group at the moment is six people. So Bob James in Alberta, David Jensen, designer in Vancouver. We have Peter Ord, who's the ED at the Bateman Foundation. Marie-Claude Monjean, who is in with the National Gallery in Ottawa. And Daniel Serratos, who is with Nova Scotia Museums.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a great gang of folks.
We are all volunteer. It is an unincorporated association. So we don't have the charitable status. It's pretty flexible, fluid. We don't have a board. We take minutes to remember, you know, what we have to do. But it is... we want to continue staying very flexible. Yeah, flexibility is the word.
In case someone hasn't said it yet, I want to thank you for your volunteering and for everyone else on the board of the coalition for volunteering and putting all those hours in, because it's absolutely important work. And, you know, doing it off the side of your desk or after work or on your weekends. Sometimes it can be thankless. So I want to thank you.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. It's our pleasure.
You're welcome. Now, was there a catalyst? Was there something that launched the coalition's creation? Did it come out of just, you know, people getting together and saying, we need to do something?
Exactly. So I'd say I would characterize this as, you know, a group of concerned museum professionals. I was not part of the like founding members, if you want, but it started almost 6 years ago, Bob James being one of the leads. And I think it was out of exasperations, perhaps, for the inertia, the lack of responsivity or that people saw. So in other words, people are concerned, but don't do much. And it's, you know, when you start thinking, imagining what to do, it can be paralyzing when we look at these huge global issues. And the idea was to start talking about how we can make a difference in our work lives. And that's how it started.
Really. That's amazing. We're talking today because this is part of the BC Museums Week 2021. One of the theme days is climate action, and that's why we've reached out to you to chat about the Coalition of Museums for Climate Justice. And as you just said, it could be quite paralyzing to think of how to start, where you can go from here, wanting to do something, but not really sure what that could be or what it looks like. Do you have any examples that people could look at or research of what museums in BC or Canada or globally are doing to engage and educate the public about climate justice and climate action?
Well, so I should have said that the coalition's kind of platform is a website, and this is where we post, you know, reflections, case studies on what people do in the museums around. Also, it's peripheral, so we look at cross-sectoral initiatives. And so in doing that, we have assembled kind of a list and a set of reference of what people do. And I think and it goes from like philosophical, if you want, like kind of high level to very concrete actions. And one of our focus recently has been to look at creating benchmark for the museum sector. So looking at our carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. And really walking the talk, because the idea is that museums have started wanting to raise the awareness of their public, so kind of an eco-literacy that's done through public programs, summer camps, exhibitions, which is, you know, those are great. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we have to look at the kind of carbon footprint that the museum is generating through its activities. So we have looked at probably the best example is located in the UK, and it was an initiative of Julie's Bicycle, which is a organization, non-for-profit, that's been supporting all kinds of new development in the areas of environmental literacy and sustainability in the cultural sector. And one of their tools is called the Creative Green Tools, and it's looking at essentially like the museum's like waste. So looking at individual museums and their capacity to change this by, first of all, understanding how much their carbon footprint is. So in terms of collection storage, you know, how much electricity and natural gas, how much waste through like all the conservation and fabrication, like exhibition fabrications, for example, and grading and conservation material that you need. Essentially looking at all sectors of activities, from restaurant to gift shop to even, you know, when we used to go and fly to conferences, and so that people have to start to have a 360 degrees of image of how their consumption, energy consumption, and waste is, and perhaps starting to reduce consumption and inform the public of their own transformation. So what's exciting is that there is now a group called Quebec Drama, so a theater-based organization in Quebec that received funding from Canada Arts Council, and they have started adapting this tool to the cultural sector in Canada. And so several museums have participated in kind of the earlier phase, the case study phase, and or rather the feasibility study phase. And we are now entering the second phase. And museums are across Canada starting to, you know, get excited and wanting to play with that tool.
That sounds amazing.
We think it is. It's a start. I mean, at the end of the day, when you look at your performance, it would be very sad if you're not kind of motivating and doing better. The idea is to have that benchmark and wanting to improve as you see the data coming out, right? So, okay, lighting, we change to LED lighting. So what happens 3 months later? And so it's very encouraging when you start to see improvement.
Now, are you able to chat or share anything about the Museum of Vancouver and the work that is happening there, since you do work there?
Sure, happy to do so. So we have started to look at all of our various departments and how we can review some of our habit of consumption. And so starting with fabrication of exhibitions, so already 3 years ago, we started adopting a policy that requires for the designer to use reclaimed material for all our temporary exhibitions. So reclaimed material at from 40 to 60%. And so requiring the designer to think through those ideas and the purchasing of material and acquisition of reclaimed material is part of that. We also have the theming of the exhibition. So it could be like full on a focus on environmental issues, but we think it's more effective that we do environmental messaging or climate education throughout. So for example, we're having an exhibition that's opening next year on beer culture in Vancouver. And there will be a whole segment on sustainability and what does the industry, the local beer industry, does about its waste and how is it repurposed, for example. So just looking at how we're trying to normalize those new habits so that they become second nature, right? So So that's in that kind of the exhibition department. Mm-hmm. We have conservation, so we do traveling shows. So there's crating and thinking about the trajectory, so where it's going, and so trying to be very smart about the material and purchasing material that's kinder to the environment, to package all of the exhibition, doing less traveling, less locations, trying to package in a way that require less of climate control transport as well. And yeah, so of course, like all the paper, the ink that we use, what else? I think that covers, and of course the climate control being like probably the, like the huge carbon hog is climate control of our collection storage. So based on the data that we got from energy and carbon tracking and monitoring tools, we were able to purchase a better chiller and a better HVAC system. So Ooh. This is what information does, is it inform your decisions to become much smarter in terms of purchase that in the end will reduce your carbon footprint.
That's amazing. So I was going to say, wow, these are all these ideas that I am so excited to hear about that the Museum of Vancouver is undertaking that other museums could consider doing themselves. But a new HVAC system sounds, you know, a little pricey, maybe not something that people could jump on right now, but could be something that they could plan for. Is there anything that folks could just start doing like almost immediately at their institutes that's perhaps a little bit cheaper than a full overhaul of your HVAC system, just because funds are a little tight right now? They can plan long-term for things like that, but is there anything people could start now?
Sure. I think it's thinking, instead of just thinking really long-term or super short-term, it's thinking mid-term. So I think what was important for us was to review our exhibition schedule. So instead of doing, you know, 3-4 exhibition a year, like why not 2? And just that in itself, well, it's less costly. You don't consume as much material. Perhaps you want to push a little further if you have more time to push some of the issues further and include, again, in the integration of messaging can be about, you know, climate education, climate movement, climate future can be incorporated in any topic. So, mm-hmm. So whatever, you know, people are working on, it, perhaps asking the question, well, if I had to add a kind of environmental climate literacy aspect, what would it be for this subject? It's a fun challenge and, 200% sure that you will be able to locate and connect the dots between whatever you're working on to kind of a climate literacy aspect that can be added to the project. And I would say not, patched, but integrated to the storyline of your exhibitions, but also public programs. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. The other thing would be, again, programming doesn't have to be connected to exhibitions, but throughout the next 2 years, people love thinking. I think it's not as much pressure. It's not like people have to do something. Well, all of us have to do something, next week, tomorrow. But of course, thinking midterm, well, in 6 months from now, what kind mm-hmm. of, what are the, some of the public programs and who can I work with in the community that's already doing something, interesting projects, and how can we enhance perhaps the visibility through the museum's social media, mm-hmm. Platforms. So there's also kind of that solidarity, collaboration, that's an important aspect of thinking more holistically, right? So you're not alone. There are people in the community who are already doing interesting work. How can you join force and add something to the mix to make the message more potent or reach out more diverse audiences?
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
If people wanted to find out more, if they wanted to explore the resources you mentioned for the coalition, where can they go to find those?
So to go on the new website, so it's cmcj.ca, And we encourage everyone to generate a 500 word, a bit less, a bit more, you know, a post for our blog to share their stories. It doesn't have to be revolutionary, mm-hmm. doesn't have to be radical. What we want is different champions who can tell us about, you know, how they are transforming themselves to become more environmentally aware and feel that they are taking actions, climate actions.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Any last thoughts?
I'm thinking that perhaps one thing that's important to mention is a lot of people are now invested in social justice mm-hmm. and how to make our workforce more diverse, how to be perhaps more self-aware of the role that museums have played in our colonial history. Mm-hmm. And environmental justice is interconnected. So those are two dimensions that work together. I don't think we can just be kind to the planet and not kind to the people and vice mm-hmm. versa. And the more we see and embrace this as holistically as possible, I think the better and the more socially relevant the museum will become.
A beautiful thought to leave us with.
Thank you, Lorinda.
Thank you.